Well, all good things must come to an end, but we don't want this gentleman to go away. Good news, he's not going away. But one part of his life, he's just kind of, you know, putting that aside. He will still be out and about, but we want to welcome Angelo Jeter to our program. He is Rock Hill's Poet Laureate. And good morning to you, Angelo.
Good morning, Lucas. How you doing, my friend?
Oh, my goodness. Hey, we're doing great. A little sad because... Yeah. You are kind of, in quotes, retiring as in your role as a poet laureate.
Yeah, yeah. So I've had the opportunity to be in a position for, you know, since 2019. So it'll be close to 6 years when I'm finally officially out. And that's actually a little bit more time than I was supposed to have. So it was originally like 4 years total. But they said, keep going as long as you want to keep going. So, but I feel like it's a certain point where I don't want to hog the position. And it's the whole point of it is to transition to someone else and get their ideas out there. So it's a little sad for me, but I'm really excited about the future of it for sure.
Well, I know so many people are coming into this community for the first time. Not every community has a poet laureate, right. And you're really helping to shape the culture of our community through your messages, themes, and stories.
Yeah.
Help people understand what that looks like. What does it really mean to step into your shoes as a poet laureate and that responsibility that you uphold?
Yeah, great question. So I just will break down what a poet laureate is. So essentially, it's the official poet of whatever city, state, or municipality that you're part of. So as a poet laureate, you're charged to do public events, commission work for the city. So I do a lot of stuff with Come See Me, Christmasville, etc. But also is doing like special projects, going into the schools and mentoring, you know, young writers as well. It's doing like community service projects and those kind of things. And so I really focused on that. For me personally, I started writing when I was in middle school. So I've really focused on doing school visits and doing residencies at our local middle schools and high schools. So I really loved that. And then I also created a poetry festival, the One Word Poetry Festival, which has been great so far. So it's been, you know, I think it's really what you make it. You know, certain things that you have to do as a poet laureate, like, you know, writing those things and being a public figure in a way. But it's really about what your passions are and how you want to, you know, use poetry and writing to educate and inspire other people.
Does every city in South Carolina do they have one? And there's one for the state as well, right?
Oh, so that's a bigger question.
Oh, okay.
There's not currently one for the state. Yeah, there should be. There should be. There's not one currently. And maybe we can talk about that at a different time.
Okay.
But there was. And then they retired in 2020, and there's been no one appointed since then. But to your first part of your question, try to get me. No, the first part of your question.
You hang up one hat, you have another one.
We need that, though.
That's why he's the best.
Yeah, but no, so there's a few cities in South Carolina that have one. So Edgefield, Columbia, Greenville, we have one. And I feel like I'm missing. Oh, the PD. The PD area also has a poet laureate.
Well, we've been at places where you have been either the opening act or the closing act, and it's just unbelievable. Your words are just remarkable, and the cadence that you deliver it really is, one, a gift to be able to write the emotion that you write, and two, to be able to deliver it. Some people can write it,
right.
Some people can just talk it or speak it, but you marry the two so well, and that's why you've been in this position for 6 years. It's exactly right.
Yeah.
And speaking of art, that's why we have our very own Melanie Cooper joining us from the Arts Council of York County. And to everyone's point, this is art.
It is art.
It is exactly Absolutely. It. I know we get so caught up when we think of art, we think of paintbrushes and a canvas, but you have exposed us that art is so many different mediums throughout our community, including the spoken word.
That's right. Poetry, literary arts, short stories, novels, it's all art. Mm-hmm. Things that you're reading just to take yourself away from whatever you're living through. It's art.
Well, you're a committee member looking for the new poet. It's poet laureate? Is that correct?
It.
Okay,
yeah,
perfect. All right, I just want to make sure I wasn't saying
it's spelled like lariat, but it's laureate.
Yeah, I think it. You know, if you want to be fancy, laureate. So you have to do that. Or
this one over here is flexing her college of Charleston degree.
Yeah, the old English.
Laureate.
I bet you she calls it a boss. I call it a vase.
Potato.
Yeah. Alex says, no, that's a vase.
We did argue about something a while back.
It's part of the course.
Remember, sir, we have the same college degree. I know. Degree.
Yours is more fresh, though, than mine. Okay, so we're on the hunt for a new one. Yes. So what are you looking for? Who should sign up? What does this whole process look like?
Sure. So the person who, or the people who apply, really do need to be aware that this is a public position. You are not just writing poetry and then submitting it for, you know, folks to read. You are actually presenting. The mayor, city council will ask you to present at different events. You're expected to do poetry at things like Come See Me, and at different things that other organizations may invite you to join. So it really is a very public-facing role. So we're looking for someone who's comfortable in that environment. Really, they need to be focused on creating awareness and appreciation for poetry through community outreach, civic engagement, commemoration of the city, and the promotion of literacy across the greater Rock Hill area. And when the application goes live, those are questions that are asked within that application. You need to address how you would focus on those four key points as you fulfill your term as Rock Hill Poet Laureate. And as Angelo mentioned, it's a two-year term, but we can extend it. So once that two-year term is over, we can say, hey, this is working for us. Is it working for you? Would you like to stay on? So it can be extended. So like Angelo was our poet laureate for about 6 years. There's nothing that says this is just a two-year term. This could be a two-year term. This could be a five-year term. It's just what's working for everyone. So we've been really lucky to have Angelo as our poet laureate these past 6 years. He's been so active. And we really, he set that bar so high. We'd really love to have another poet laureate who is as just as engaged as Angelo is in creating opportunities for poetry to take place across the community. A lot of people, I hope, understand that we don't just have a poet laureate, but we also have a youth poet laureate. And Angelo has worked very closely with the youth poet laureates that we've had through the Rock Hill or through the York County Library. To make sure that they're getting the youth involved in poetry and in stand-up poetry as well. And what is that?
Spoken word.
Thank you. My words are just not coming.
It was good. It was
so early.
This is earlier than your typical spot, Melanie.
Yes. You know, I used to come in and it was like I was here at 6 a.m. for like many, many, many years because Palmetto Mornings was played twice and they were like, if you come in the first hour, you'll get heard twice. And I was like, done. Right. I haven't done that for so long.
So you're typical later in the morning. And Angelo, by the way, is a brand new father. So he's on the early schedule. So this is probably noontime to him.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
We do want to let folks know that this is not a full-time job, right? They can work a full-time job.
For sure.
And this is just an extra bonus, but you're kind of like an ambassador, right?
Yeah.
For the city and of our area, showing up at all kind of events.
Yeah.
What is the timeline to get someone new, Melanie? What does that look like and how do they apply?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a website. It's yclibrary.org/poet-laureate. When the call goes live, it will be there. We are in the midst of developing a website specifically for the Rock Hill Poet Laureate. And once that's live, it'll be linked on this library's page as well. So all of the details will go up there. It should be live soon, like within the next 2 weeks or so. Application will be open for about 4 weeks. And so we'll hope that everybody gets their information in pretty quickly. And then over the winter, our committee will be reading and interviewing. And then the selection process will hopefully have been complete by late winter. Angelo's term is over at the end of March. So we hope to have the new poet laureate installed when our new term begins on April 1st.
Fantastic. Angelo, when you look back at the last, six or so years, what's been the best part of being Rock Hill's first poet laureate?
Oh, man, there's so many great parts of it. Honestly, it's just been the opportunity to just help so many people. You know, when I started, like the pandemic happened a few months right after that. And so I was like, how am I going to do this position? You know, but I was, you know, we had the fortune of Zoom and Google Meet and all these things. And just to see the looks on the kids' faces when I say I'm the poet laureate. Oh, what's that? You're famous. And I'm like, I'm not famous, but I've seen so many kids like write amazing poems or say, you know, when I come to their school, they're like crying because they appreciate what I've been doing. You know, that's the stuff that's really important to me is the relationships I've built and the people that I've helped. So
you've been such a cheerleader and you encourage people and that kind of personality is so contagious and it makes people want to take the risk if they like writing it, but they maybe don't like performing it. All
right, exactly.
You encourage them with your personality for folks to do that, and that's a gift. So kudos to you for
thank
that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for your time. I know hopefully you'll come back on with your before you hang up your hat for sure. And we'll continue to let folks know. Melanie, you just let us know when that website goes live, and we'll let everyone know as well. Big shoes to fill, but you thank want you. It to continue. And of course, he will be there during the transition in the years to follow as
for
well.
Sure. Oh yeah.
Angelo Jeter is Rock Hill's Poet Laureate. Melanie Cooper is the Executive Director for the Arts Council of York County, and she's a committee member on the hunt for the next Poet Laureate.